I was on the freeway cruising in an all-fired rush to arrive. I stopped and I ate at a drive-in and was lucky to get out alive. The burger was pan-fried all greasily. The fries, they were oily like wax. And though they went down rather easily, I knew pretty soon they'd be back. But I hit the road in a hurry. I had a long, long way to go. I had no reason to worry. I'd brought lots of Tums and Pepto. But I hadn't a clue of the power and might of greasy potatoes and beef. And inside of 10 minutes later that night, my intestines were giving me grief. A gurgle began in the middle and threatened to breach my behind. I held it in for a little and set out a toilet to find. But I was out in West Texas that day. The exits were distant and few. I could tell my rectum would surely give before I could get to the loo. I held it in as I made a dash. I didn't have one thing to lose, for if I let loose, I would soon have a rash from shorts full of viscous brown ooze. The pain like a firebrand was sharp and was hot. It was stabbing me all through my gut. I knew it was time now to pick me a spot as it dribbled out onto my butt. But I nearly waited too long that day before pulling aside for relief. I was able to get off the right of way, but I was just too damn late with my briefs. I hadn't stopped for a moment before my intestines demanded release. My jockeys filled up like brown water balloons, 'cause my boxers were in my valise. So I stood there by the roadside that day, brown glop running down past my knees. There wasn't a moment to slink away and do it in back of some trees. Right there on the shoulder I dropped my shorts and proceeded to wipe up the mess. The passing drivers were all out of sorts when they noticed my state of undress. But there wasn't a thing I could do about that. Diarrhea must always come first. So I pretended I just had a flat and smiled 'cause it couldn't get worse. But hubris hit me back hard that day, and Murphy had taken command. I'd barely gotten back underway when the gurgling once more began. I uncapped the Pepto and took a hit to nip this attack in the bud, and took an Imodium after it to stop the screaming cry. The gurgle promptly subsided, and I grinned me a satisfied grin. But then I felt nauseated, so I had me some Pepto again. It wasn't long I had finished that jug, though it said not to double the dose. I had to forestall this intestinal bug and hope that a bathroom was close. The nausea soon started rising up, and I had to pull over once more. And thought I gagged briefly, but I couldn't throw up, though it made my rib muscles sore. Then on the horizon a gas station loomed. I took the next exit at once, but I knew as I pulled in that I was doomed to dreadful intestinal stunts. I filled the tank up and paid the clerk and asked for the bathroom door key. She handed it to me and went back to work, so I went there to poop and pee. But as I sat on the toilet that night, brown slush spewing from my behind, I got me the feeling that maybe I might could vomit if I had a mind. I turned face to the sink as I sat, my tush still attached to the head. As the gorge rose upwards, I sat there and spat some drool out that tasted like lead. I tried hard to put off the puking until the dribbling had ceased from my butt, but I couldn't stop gagging on my rising swill, so I gave up and muttered, "So what?" I opened my mouth and outward there spewed a pink milky fluid kerplunk. You'd think looking at it that it was just food, like a milkshake with strawberry chunks. I filled the sink up with quarts of spew while my buttocks still spattered this John. As I sat there whining, "This simply won't do, I don't think that I can go on." But then my buttocks blew hot, dry farts. My wretches stopped coming up pink. I felt a bit better, so I took heart and started to wipe off the sink. I flushed the toilet and flushed it again. It sparkled all clean, blue, and fresh. I washed the vomit all down through the drain and pushed all the chunks through the mesh. Then taking a towel, I wiped the place down, but I'm really quite proud of my aim. There was hardly a droplet of vomit around that didn't get washed down the drain. I left that bathroom all sparkling and clean, though I dashed through the door to be sick. Still I asked the attendant to take Listerine and wash up the men's room real quick. I was on the freeway cruising, but all fired rushed to a ride. But I passed right by that drive-in. It feels so good